I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
How about this, ladies and gentlemen? Norman Powell stepping up to the show right now, as we're excited to have him join us for the first time here on Tobin and Leroy, as the Miami Heat making the deal for Norm this year from the LA Clippers. And he's already got my favorite Instagram page, Leroy, because like, he's just doing boxing all the time. He's in Vegas at the UFC Performance Center. Norm, who did the UFC?
Let me say this. He's a fight guy.
Yeah.
He's a fight guy. He does dirty boxing. He does he knows all the names. He can't speak English, but he pronounces
them. That's not the adult.
He can pronounce every fight name perfectly.
Nice.
So, Norm, who came up with working out at the UFC facility first? You or Kyle Lowry?
Oh, my gosh. Probably Kyle, because he was in Vegas before me.
Okay. I was wondering that. I was like, because we always would see Kyle there, and I was like, oh, Norm's doing that too. So that became your home Vegas. What did what led you out there?
Well, one, the taxes.
Yeah, that's
you know, financially, it was better. But I've always loved Vegas growing up. Being able to go out there and settle down and call that home has been amazing. It's super chill, low key, from what other people think of just going on a strip and partying the whole time. When you're a resident there, it's definitely a different vibe and lifestyle.
Well, we love going out there for the fights. We saw you went out for Crawford Canelo. How was that?
It was amazing. It's that floor side. Being in Vegas, you know, a lot of the fights are out there, so I've been able to see a lot of fights, which is actually cool. I did went to the Sphere and Shoshan O'Malley and Merab.
Man.
So that was cool, too. I've been to a few of Canelo fights when he fought Bivol. It's fortunate being in Vegas and being able to go see those fights. But that Terrence Crawford and Canelo fight was definitely amazing.
See, basketball players, a little bit different, because I stayed in – I didn't know where I wanted to live because I played in Cleveland, so I didn't know why. So I picked a bunch of spots to live a summer.
Yeah.
I stayed an offseason in Vegas. But the problem is, in January – in December, January, and February, the weather is miserable in Vegas. It's cold, it's windy. So I didn't end up getting a place. I just spent like one off season there.
Yeah.
But your off season is a little bit different.
It's the best time. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's hot, but it's
cool.
It's peak time.
Yeah.
So people don't know that, though, that Vegas is super cold.
It's cold, windy, it rains. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to talk about it? It's like if it rains for like 5 minutes in Vegas, they act like a hurricane came through.
Yeah,
like, category 5.
Yeah,
it rained 2 inches.
The sewer system there is bad, so it's like it floods and everything.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was crazy.
So, just what has been your first reaction to being in Miami, man? Like, what have been the first things that have popped out of you being down here?
I need bug spray. The humidity is crazy, so it brings out a bunch of mosquitoes and things like that. So, it's been great, just being here, meeting the guys, getting situated, getting the lay of the land. Everybody's been so welcoming. I'm just excited to get going. I'm excited for training camp. I'm excited for the year. I think we have a great opportunity ahead of us. I think we've got a great group of guys that are hungry and ready to prove themselves, especially the young guys. I think we have experience, top to bottom, from veterans, from me, Wiggs, Bam, who have been through it and know what it takes and is ready to go out there and, be a team that people don't want to see offensively and defensively, a team that's a top team in the East going into the playoffs.
Yeah, from your standpoint, I know you said when this initially happened, there was a bit of a shock to your system, but like, when did it settle in like that you were genuinely excited about the opportunity? Because you go from a team that was very good in LA and you're having an amazing year there, and now you have kind of this new thing in front of you. Did that take a minute to settle into your mind? And then like, when did it go into excitement.
Yeah. The initial, just off of what you said, you know, you're coming off the best year of your career. You know, you're talking to a team about contracts, extensions, and then you get traded. But I think the moment I got back, because I was traded in Venice when I was on vacation, when I got back during summer league and my first weekday, Monday, for my workout, Coach Spro brought, you know, front office, coaching staff out there to watch my workouts. And that's when it, like, really officially, like, settled in where it's like, I'm here, you know. And right. Hearing them and talking to them and just hearing them on the sidelines of me watching the workouts, and I'm going through my workouts, you know, and they're talking about different things and excited. And, you know, it was a great workout for me, too. So that was a plus. But that's when it, like, kind of, like, hit me that, like, I'm here and there's a great opportunity in front of me and they're excited to have me. And that's when the excitement really started to kick in.
Could you move any further away from where you were, too?
I know. It's crazy.
Right? I don't think I've ever had to go that far. Mm-hmm. But is that a big, you know, like a change? Like, you just talking about the bugs and humidity. Mm-hmm. Like, you spend your whole life unless you travel against another team, mm-hmm. you ain't dealing with humidity in LA mm-hmm. or in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And then you come here, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I think it's just getting used to it again, because my first couple of years I was in Toronto, that was different because I came out of college. So, you know, you don't really know what to expect. But, you know, getting back to L.A., you know, your SoCal kid, family's right. there, everybody's able to come to games, holidays, things like that. You know, now it's a big shift from that, being comfortable in that little mm-hmm. box right there. I can go to Vegas, I can go to San Diego, I can go back up to L.A.
Right.
Now coming all the way back to the East Coast, you know, being away from family and missing those special moments that you used to miss and you got the chance to experience again, going back to missing them. I think that's going to be a little bit of a change, but it comes with the territory and the job. I think that's the biggest change that I got to get used to again.
I got to ask you about a South Florida sports connection, because we've been noticing this. I'm boots on the gram, right? Mm-hmm. How does your relationship, where does it come from with A.J. Greer from the Panthers? That seems like such a random connection. I'm trying to figure that one out. What is the deal there?
Oh, yeah, we both attended a program with Fanatics, and they had this athlete immersion into business where they took some players from hockey, basketball, I believe the NFL, yeah, because I met Todd Gurley there. Mm-hmm. And we had, it was a three, four-day experience, and you're sitting down in these workshops and taking these classes with different professors in business and just learning how to use our brand and our platform to get us ready for the business side of things post our sports. And he was there, and we were able to talk and connect. Super cool. So now that I'm down here, hopefully we'll be able to connect again and link up and support each other.
Yeah, he's a pure maniac. Yeah. I mean, he's like one of these guys that just bashes everybody's face.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, off the ice, he was super cool.
They're all like that.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing, right? Yeah. Like, basketball is – the crazy guys are the crazy guys all the time, right?
Yeah, but for sure.
Football, there's a little bit – there's a mix. Mm. But hockey, it's – direct opposite. Like,
yeah.
What you got to do on the ice is not who you are off the ice.
For sure.
All.
And they're sitting there talking, like, when the group of them, they're talking about the, you know, the times they've played and met and this and the other and the different, like, hits and things like that. Like, if somebody hit me like that, there's no
way. We ain't going to be friends.
There's no way we're friends away from this
right,
at all.
Right.
Come over before we get you out of here, Norman. You talked about that Spo meeting a little bit, but, like, the early talks with Spo, like, what's kind of stood out to you? The plan that he's got for you? How fired up is he? And how fired up are you for what he's got for the table for you?
I'm super excited. One, to be, you know, finally playing under him and seeing him work and his approach to the game. Everybody that I know that have come through this Miami Heat organization has nothing but great things to say about Coach Spo and what he's able to do, his mindset, and just the way he's able to manipulate the game and put guys in position for them to succeed. I'm super excited about that. And then how he sees me alongside Tyler, I know that he's hurt, but being able to use both of us on both sides of the floor, one in one corner, one in the other corner, playing off each other, coming out that DHOs, catching shoots, being able to, you know, be put in different positions to succeed. He definitely wants me focused on the defensive end as well. So I'm excited about being challenged on that side of things. But definitely opening up my offensive game and being aggressive, being a go-to guy, and guys playing, you know, off of me, Bam and Wiggs. So it's a more responsibility, but this is the responsibility that I've been looking forward to. And I told him that he can count on me in whatever situation he has me in. I'm ready for it.
And last one. Saw that you were very excited that you get the opportunity to play with Khalil Ware. That's a big lob target.
Yeah.
How does that chemistry develop? Like, you had a great year with Zubac and everything you guys did with the LSU. Like, do you?
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Do you see elements of like how you can get that connection going with Khalil, or do you kind of feel that out in camp?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fill-out process all year. You know, talking to him, getting that chemistry built. It starts in camp. You know, how I like screen set, where I want him to be in the pocket, when to roll out, reading the level of the defender in the screen, the center that's guarding a pick and roll, and areas and spots that I want him to be in. For those lob threats, for them pocket passes, and just playing that weak side dunker when I'm attacking and looking for those lobs there, drop off passes, is going to be a lot of communication. Staying after practice and working on a few things so we can get that timing down, so there's no moving screens for him as well. So it's just going to be a development all year long. I've learned from Kyle and how he worked with Marc Gasol and Serge. I've learned from Dame how he worked with Nurk. I learned from James and how he worked with Zoo, and they were able to build that connection and always finding and knowing where they're supposed to be at. So having Khalil and then having Bam as well in those pick and rolls and things like that, being able to play through those guys will be huge for my game as well.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.